Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is still away on his secret mission to attempt to get Ellie Connors paroled from the state reform school for girls. Abner's kept pretty busy explaining Lum's trip to Ellie, who suspects that there is more to Lum's journey than she has been told. As we look in on the little community today, we find Ellie, or Mary, as she is now called, in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is just entering.
Mary, look what come in the mail today.
What is it?
A postcard from Lum. He sent it from Hot Springs.
Oh, gee, can I see it?
Why, sure. It's wrote to both of us. Look here. It says, Dear Abner and Mary.
Mary.
Am feeling fine. Hope you are sane. Left Hot Springs and arrived here sound and safe.
Arrived where?
Well, wherever he's at, I reckon.
I bet you I know where that is, too.
Huh?
It's a state home.
Stay home?
He went there to find out about me and had me sent back there, too.
Now, listen here, sis. Do you actually think Lum would do a thing like that?
Well, no.
Well, I know Lum never has told you this, but he just thinks the world and all of you.
Does he really?
Why, sure he does. See, Lum, he's a bachelor, and he ain't never had no young'uns of his own, and whilst he never come right out flat-footed and admitted to it, that's the one thing he'd rather have than every one thing there is.
Oh.
So now you just get them ideas out of your pretty little head, sis.
Yes, sir. What else does the postcard say?
Arrived here sound and safe. Am seeing a feller this afternoon on business.
On business.
Wish me luck. Hope everything is fine there. Everything is fine here.
Fine.
With lots of love, Lum.
A nice postcard, ain't it?
Oh, that Lum, he writes a postcard. Yes, sir, he sure does. He writes one. He sure does write them. Yeah.
I never got no postcard before.
You never?
Uh-uh.
Well, didn't your mom and papa ever send you one?
Uh-uh. I don't have a mama.
Oh, I see. Well, didn't your papa ever write you one?
Uh-uh.
Huh. Oh, well, more likely he's just too busy to sit around and write postcards to young ones. What does your papa do for a living anyway? You never did tell us nothing about him.
Oh, he works.
Yeah, I mean, what sort of work does he do? I mean, what line of business is he in?
I guess I'll go outdoors and play around.
Huh?
I promised Virginia Blevins I'd come over to her house today.
Oh, well, sure. Run along. Enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm, I will. Oh, gee, I pretty near forgot something. Something I have to look up.
Look up?
Uh-huh. I gotta find out about Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Uh-huh. The kids keep asking me questions about it, and I never know what to answer.
Oh?
They think it's funny I don't know more about my own hometown.
Yeah, doggy, that's right, ain't it? Long as you're supposed to be Lum's niece from Wisconsin, I reckon it would be a good idea if you'd know something about it. I'll tell you, get the almanac. That tells everything there is to know about Wisconsin. Yes, sir.
Will that tell the kind of stuff the kids ask me about?
Why, sure. Just read a few pages of it.
Uh-huh.
The almanac will tell you all you need to know. Excuse me just a second while I get the phone there.
Yeah, all right.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, what is it, Cedric? Got what? Insomnia. Oh, well, I wondered why you weren't sleeping now, long as you're working nights again. Yeah, it is awful hot. Well, all I can suggest is you count sheep, Cedric. Try that, huh? Uh-huh. Well, that's about all I ever know to do. Yeah, if I think any other way to get you to sleep, I'll call you back. Yeah, not at all, Cedric. Goodbye. Poor Cedric. Got the insomnia. So hot this afternoon, he can't get a wink of sleep.
Didn't counting sheep help him a bit?
No, because he has to keep getting up out of bed all the time to ask his mama what comes after 18. You find out anything about Wisconsin in the almanac,
Yeah, but Chip don't ask me any of this stuff.
What stuff?
Oh, like, Wisconsin ranks fifth in zinc production, fourth in iron ore output, and the fisheries are highly productive.
Well, that's handy stuff to know, I reckon.
But the kids ask me what my hometown looks like and what color house I live in.
Oh, well, you can just make all that stuff up, Tiff. Say you live in a red house. They'll never know the difference. None of them's ever been to Wisconsin, either.
Red house, huh?
Yeah, but you ought to know that stuff in the almanac there, because they might have read the almanac themselves, you know.
Somebody ain't going to ask me where Wisconsin ranks in zinc production.
Well, they might now. They might ask you how many sinks you have in your house or something like that. That way, man, tuck them squire skin. You just keep reading that. It'll help you a whole lot now.
I don't think so.
So, because I wish I could think of some way to help poor Cedric get to sleep. That boy, he needs it working all night long. Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, gentlemen, gentlemen. Oh, that is, gentlemen and Miss Mary. Well, how are you today, Miss Mary?
Oh, I'm fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear. I just stopped in for a can of tobacco, Abner. You know my brand there.
Yeah, sure, don't want to after all these years, Squire. I'll get it.
Yes, yes, indeed. Well, Miss Mary, how are you enjoying your visit to our fair city?
Oh, fine.
Well, good. You know, I believe that you've put on a little weight since I saw you that day at the county seat. Our climate and food here must agree with you.
Yes, sir, it agrees just fine.
Yes, sir, that's good. By the way, Miss Mary, what city in Wisconsin do you live in?
Why,
Sheboygan and Falls. Here's your tobacco, Squire.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Much obliged, Abner. Put it down on the books, Abner.
Yeah, I done did it already.
Yeah, that's fine, fine.
Well, drop in again, Squire.
Oh, yes, yes, I will, Abner. Sheboygan Falls, huh?
Yes, sir. Live in a red house.
Oh, well, that's nice, nice. Yes, it's quite a pretty town, Sheboygan Falls. See, I used to travel all through that country up there. Know the town well.
You do?
How's the insurance business these days, Squire?
Oh, just fair, Abner. Oh, yes, I used to stop over at the hotel quite frequently. By the way, do you know Joe Coleman?
No, I don't think I do.
That's strange. I thought everybody in town knew Joe Coleman. That's very odd. Well, I've got to get back over to the place. I'll see you later, Abner. And good day to you, Miss Mary.
Good day.
Yeah, so long, Squire.
Oh. Gee, I'm glad he's gone.
Huh?
I don't think I like him.
Oh, Squire's all right, Mary.
I don't like the way he looks at you and says, that's strange.
Well, he just likes to talk. Oh, because I wonder if blowing into a paper sack would do it.
What? Blowing in a paper sack?
Yes, sir. It's funny. I never thought of that before.
About Uncle Abner?
Oh, nothing, nothing. I got to call Cedric. You go over and read up on Wisconsin now, sis.
All right.
Hey, why don't you sit by the door there, Mary? Get a little breeze. Might be cooler.
The breeze is hotter in the air in here.
Oh, hello? Who is this, Miss Weehunt? This is Abner Peabody. I'd like to speak to Cedric, please, Mom. Well, would you mind waking him up? This is important. Yes, Mom, awful important. All right, I'll wait. So good, his Mama never wanted to wake him up. He find anything interesting, Mary?
Devil's Lake in Sauk County is set between Mammoth Quartzite Bluff.
Well, that's nice.
It is fed by springs and has no visible outlet.
Oh, that's a shame. Hello, Cedric? It don't sound like you. Wake up, Cedric. Shake yourself there. You're still asleep. Cedric, you're standing there in the kitchen, ain't you? Well, throw a dipper of cold water in your face. That'll wake you. I'll wait. Don't get that boy. Standing there trying to talk so groggy. Don't know what he's doing hardly at all. Still asleep. hello, Cedric? Are you awake now? You sure? Well, listen, Cedric. I just thought of something. This will solve everything for you. Get a paper sack and blow into it for 3 minutes. Yeah, that's right. Oh, don't matter what color, just any paper sack. Oh, not at all, Cedric, not at all. Goodbye.
What were you telling Cedric to do that for?
Oh, of course, he's got this terrible insomnia, and that'll get him to sleep.
Oh, no. That's for curing the hiccups.
Huh, hiccups? I doggy, that's right, ain't it? Oh, me. Reckon how come me to make a mistake like that? Well, here, I better call him back again, then.
Do I have to read any more in this book?
Well, I would if I was you. I think you ought to know all you can about Wisconsin. I know if I... Hello? Cedric? Well, listen, Cedric, about putting your head in that paper sack. Oh. Done did it, huh? Oh. Well... Yeah, well, try counting sheep again. That might get rid of them. Yeah, let me know how everything comes out. All right. Goodbye. Poor Cedric, he has more troubles.
What's wrong now?
Why, he can't get back to sleep now because he's got the hiccup.